top vibes.
Interesting,
like,
that Morgan Gibbs White doesn't really fit in though, innit?
Because ain't no such things as halfway crooks.
Okay.
Wait, what?
What was you going to say?
What
was you going to say?
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
Hey, listen, I'm right now.
I'm literally what?
I'm here, you know.
That's I thought we were friends.
He's more tapped into his
to the Johns of
the other
world.
Side of me.
He's John South African as well, isn't it?
Benched, a 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Bench Podcast, man. Another day, another dollar, another week of the beautiful game has unfolded, been written in the history books, and it's been regarded, man. And now, historical moments in the Premier League. Liverpool top the Premier League at Christmas. Last time we done that was 2021. I believe we went on to win the Premier League the year before. So I actually didn't sum that up very well.
Well, that's what you're on now.
Gaz's accusations over there from Gaz.
Hey, listen, T gave us the information pre-recording, didn't it?
Okay, I prefer not to speak.
Come on, man.
Okay, when we break down the game, we'll talk about it more. But we have an illustrious lineup today, man. Pure caps, pure silverware.
I like the way you moved on there, Bob.
Yeah, see what I'm doing.
You know, that's what the Chelsea man have been doing, you know. Have you guys seen it?
They've been swerving it.
What's a title race?
Title race, what's that? Been swerving it, man.
I like that for my man. All right, man. Gaz, Charles, how are you, my guys? Good?
I am okay. I had a good weekend.
Could have been better for you, man.
Had some time out.
It's all good.
You trying to interrupt me while I'm talking, bro? Shut up, man.
That was a dramatic entrance, by the way, bro. The door flung open, bro.
We had a good time last night. We was out in Tottenham Court Road. We linked up with a couple friends there. Watched the Fury Usyk fight.
How have I forgot about that already?
It was good, man.
Usyk boxed him, bro.
He did.
I liked the fight. Some people didn't like the fight. I thought it was
a great fight.
Yeah, it was cagey. Yeah. I liked it, man. I liked it.
They were both front-footed. It was a closer fight than the first one.
Mm.
Yeah.
Usyk is just, there's just a level, man.
I wouldn't have been surprised if they gave it a draw, to be fair, though.
I thought it was a draw. I did. But and then now, like, I'm seeing the reception now.
It depends.
And people are saying it's more clear that it was Usyk win. But I thought it was a draw on the night.
I think Fury started stronger.
Yeah.
And then Usyk found his feet, as he tends to do.
Yeah, fact.
And, you know, he's always going to finish strong.
Yeah.
He gives up 4 stone to my man. So, you know what I mean? That stamina will come in later.
I think in the middle rounds...
We're dangerous territory right now.
Nah, we're growing here. Fuck all that.
In the middle rounds, there was some of them you could give to Fury. I think I had it like 7-5. I'm not sure where that ends in the hundreds, because you know they do like 160.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know 7-5.
It's the maths. Yeah.
I got Usyk. Great fight.
Yeah, it was great fight.
I would have said...
I'm happy that Usyk won, though. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, I mean, I would have said...
One Fury.
I would have said draw, and then they load up the trilogy, because then after, I don't really know what Fury's got now, to be honest.
I don't know.
The only one is
AJ, and is that even a big draw now? They're both coming off losses and that.
I'd watch that, though. 100%.
I'd still watch it.
I think
there's a genuine...
If it's enough bank to make...
I feel like that's like a race war thing.
There's a
you know what? I feel like
that's the thing. All the man against all the lads.
There's some undertones in the way that he speaks about Anthony Joshua, by the way.
I think so.
Yeah, fam. So I'm telling you, that could be a heavy clash, fam.
I think the fact they dislike each other means that can always be a fight that's worth seeing, even though they're not both at their peaks.
Yeah, fam. That is a fight I'd definitely watch, fam. But anyway, lads, from the boxing back to the football, we'll go back and we'll start with my team today. What a glorious, glorious win for us. A bit annoying that we conceded 3 goals, I can't lie. Mm. But give it to Spurs, isn't it? They keep going, mate. We're not going to change, even though they probably should change in some senses. But Liverpool win today 6-3. No, it wasn't 6-3, was it?
It was
6-3. Yeah. Bloody, I couldn't believe it myself. 6-3 today against Tottenham away from home. So, obviously, Tottenham having a bit of a topsy-turvy season, aren't they, man? I
think so.
But a great win for Liverpool, nevertheless, because I know it was kind of those ones where Tottenham's like one of those grounds where if you catch Tottenham on a good day, it's going to be a sticky affair. But
I think they're a team.
We kind of put them away today, man.
Spurs are a team that, like, are probably better against the better teams because they have more space to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
Because opposition always going to go at them as well.
Yeah.
So there's going to be more space for them to play in the way in which they like. Whereas if they're facing like a Bournemouth or who else is tough to face in this league right now?
Forest. Like a Brentford.
Forest.
Brentford.
They know they're going to face a tough rear guard. So, Yeah, I think you guys, I think you guys winning, that's actually a really good result, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah, it's a great result for Liverpool. Can't lie, fam. I was a bit nervous about this one, considering like where we are in the league. But I can't lie, when I saw us go 1-0 up, I thought, yeah, okay, cool, this is going to be an easy day. And then especially when they fired back and it went 2-1, and then we fired back straight away, I was like, oh my God, okay, cool. Maybe this is just the Spurs we kind of expect. The bad Spurs, you know. We've got the good Spurs, then we've got the bad Spurs. And I think the bad Spurs kind of turned up today, right? Well, we just dominated them. I think it was. I have to give credit where it's due as well.
I think this whole game just symbolises Ange and Tottenham.
Yeah.
In terms of his tactics. They made, like, Spurs wanted to make it a shootout today.
Yeah, facts.
And this is the wrong team to make it a shootout against. Yeah. Liverpool are not the team you do that against.
Especially
when it just indicates the style, man. All they do is do gung-ho and there's no defending. Question. The high line is too much of a killer. Go on.
I wanted to let you finish before going on.
But man, just this whole thing, like that game, it just sums up the whole tenure of Ange Postecoglou.
Sometimes maybe good.
They play really good football, really attacking, really fast football. They want to come at you at pace. And then that high line, it leaves them susceptible.
Yeah.
I see too many long balls. I see so many diagonals today. They get played Liverpool in. Just takes one, two long passes over the top. Yeah, too much of a high line. It kills them, man, and they can see too many goals.
Yeah, facts, bro.
They didn't have their best defenders anyway, but yeah, man. Like, even with Romero there, even with, who's the other one?
Van de Ven
there. It's the same thing. It's the same formula, same result every time. Gung-ho, and then you either outscore the other team or you don't. Yeah. Sometimes you get a 4-0 against City. Sometimes you get the 3-2. Was it 3-2 against United in the cup?
Oh, it's 4-3.
4-3.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you get a 6-3.
To be fair, it was 3-2 against Chelsea as well. So.
And then sometimes you get a 6-3 loss against Liverpool. So yeah, they chose to stick to their guns and do the whole shootout thing, and Liverpool had bigger guns.
And that's it, a 6-3 loss. That's actually so childish, you know.
Childish scoreline. It's a Christmas scoreline, though.
It is.
Loki, yeah, remember your match of the day back in the day with the 1990s and that crazy scoreline? Yeah. 7-5 and all of that. 8-1 and that.
Man said 9 goals. Guys, what were you going to ask Charles, man? I thought you had a question for him.
Yeah, is there like any part of you that, both of you, that respects how resolute Ange is? And the reason I ask it is because obviously there's one school of thought where you say you should be quite amiable to, depending on the circumstances of the game, like play your game state, as Carragher says, like they play the same way all the time, blah, blah, blah. I was going to do the accent, but I'll save it for another time.
Save the game, you know. Just keep the formation.
Play the same way. Is there any part of you, especially due to the fact that they have quite a few young players in that squad right now, and if he's trying to make this like the way they play, and it's like, you know, you're doing it with the likes of Archie Gray and Lucas Bergvall, I guess they're the two that I can really name. Odogi's fairly young as well, he's like 21, 22.
Yeah.
Is any part of you that understands why he's so resolute? Not saying it's necessarily the right thing, but do you understand, especially with those young players, do you think they might benefit from this period of like...
I get it, man, but the guns? I do get it, but I also think how long have they got, you know? And I guess it is Spurs, isn't it? So I guess because they're kind of used to being in that kind of, we're good, we're knocking on the door of being really good. It's just how long have they got to kind of make that kind of sit so that it becomes their style and everyone is really on board with it.
I think the
and
problem
it works,
they have,
if you know what I mean.
I think the problem they have is the fans, I get it, the fans have expectations for that club.
Yeah. Which is fair, I guess, because low-key they are a big club, low-key.
They're a small club.
I'd give it to Spurs. I'd say, like, obviously, massive stadium now. They've got, like, an international fan base.
They're in a very important aspect.
They're knocking on the door, fam, yeah.
I think, like, because some of these players are quite young, like, I like Lucas Bergvall. Big fan of Archie Gray.
Yeah.
I think he's good.
Yeah.
He's just having to play in a position that isn't...
Yeah, I'm a big centre-back today, but that's crazy.
Odogi's decent. They've made their decision that they're, like, not going to go out and buy the ready-mades. They got, how much for Kane? 80, 70?
Something like that, bro.
And they made the decision, we're still going to invest in young players instead, which I think is like their thing now.
Yeah.
So if they're going to do that, you have to stay the course. So them sacking Ange now, not that I think they will, would be stupid to me.
Yeah, no, I do actually see what you're saying there. Yeah, exactly. Especially when, like you're saying, when they're investing in young players, it's just, but I feel like now the fans, bro, they've already started. I'm seeing Tottenham fans like Ange out already. I'm seeing like some, I was listening to TalkSport when I was driving home, maybe like 2 weeks ago. I can't remember what game they lost. They lost in the Europa League or something.
Well, Rangers.
It was Rangers, or it's one of those stinky games, bruv.
They drew with Rangers.
Bournemouth. maybe a Bournemouth when they lost 1-0.
They lost Bournemouth on the first day.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, oh, I can't remember what
Oh, yeah, and then he went over to the fans and he had the argument.
Yeah, yeah, and it was like, all the fans are calling for him already, so.
Lost to Chelsea 4-3, drew at home to Fulham.
I think them starting so well last season was a bit of a curse.
Yeah, yeah.
What, them 10 games?
Gassed them under,
didn't
it? Yeah.
Sold their fans a big dream.
Had the man singing hymns at the end of the games at the stadium.
So it is a tough one, man, but I guess it's one of those things, because I guess as, well, I guess as a Man United fan, you're going to have to go through that. Just somewhat.
I have to go through.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Happening, pal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's happening now. Arteta, obviously, you went for a phrase where you guys were.
Already.
Yeah, and he's got three more games to save his job.
Ooh, he, could like that.
He could lose it by the time they play you in the first leg of the semis.
Jesus. Whoa, Jesus Christ. Let me see what they've got coming up, man.
I think Spurs fans should be looking more at their CEO, Dan.
Well, Mr. Levy.
Mr. Levy.
Oh, Levy. Yeah. He's always the problem, to be fair. He's always the problem.
In what sense, man?
The one, look, I respect that Ange has got a recognisable from everyone on the outside. We recognise that Tottenham have a style of play in it.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
kind of thing is.
We know he's trying to do a team.
That kind of thing's to be respected, but you have to be able to adapt. It's the same thing that I might ask Amorim if they keep losing these games. It's the same thing that I saw Arteta doing, the same thing that I see in Pep, same thing that I see in Klopp doing. Like, if you want to be a top team and you're serious, like, you have to adapt to the league because everybody adapts to you. Do you know what I mean? Everybody watches True. Film on you. So the next season you come, you're doing the same thing. Last season they had that beginning of the season, they had them first 10 games, they were top of the league.
Mm.
Now they're what?
Now they're going to change, mate.
Do you know what I mean? Playing the same style of football.
Yeah.
I know maybe Daniel Levy's not giving them the players that they want necessarily, or maybe that they're not reinvesting their funds in the most profitable way for now. Maybe it's more of a long-term project.
Yeah.
But if you're doing the same thing and you're getting the same results,
something's got to change, mate. But it's not going to change.
It's looking like it's showing in the table to me, and Tottenham have been a little bit down recently.
Yeah,
they've had some horrible losses, like not just narrow losses where it's like, oh, we're unlucky. Like, they've had some batterings, or they've held some horrible losses.
Yeah, facts, bro.
And I feel like, yeah, there's a bit of bubbling tension between the fans and the gaffer. And I'm saying he's got three games left. So by the time he plays you lot in the semi-final.
Man, I say the next game is Forest away. Tough game. Wolves at home and Newcastle at home.
See what I'm saying about these three games? If you lose two of them.
Because those are teams that if you lose to, it doesn't
look
great. You
could easily lose all three of them games if you continue moving how they are. They're Jekyll and Hyde, and the way that the football that they play might lend them to one victory out of three.
Mm.
If you lose two out of three, or if you lose two in a row, or if you lose all three.
It's peak, man.
Why should you play this?
What are your thoughts, guys? I feel like you're leaning on the side of like, yeah, see it out sort of thing. Like, trust the process.
If you trust the process, baby.
Be
soon.
If you begin something, finish it off. Mm. Also, back him. Mm. I think they're missing.
Back him with cash, you mean?
And the right players. Mm. Whoever their director of football is, who's done a fairly good job in some instances, like Porro got picked up, Udogie got picked up.
Yeah.
Solanke.
Van de Ven, like, if them hamstrings didn't pop.
But that could be a thing of their play with so much intensity. Always having to run those running yards backwards.
Who's asking them to do that? Oh, it's Ange, mate.
It's a connected triangle, mate.
I think they need a centre defensive midfielder who is defensively like astute, but also offers them like somebody that can connect the thirds. I think like they're missing someone that has the ability to do that. Bentancur's hard to find though.
Bentancur?
Nah, he's not that player. I think he's more of a.
He can play with it though.
He's a techie eight. I don't think he's like. I don't think he's. I wouldn't want him sitting in front of my back four. I wouldn't feel safe.
Double pivot.
I feel
like my house someone next to him.
I think my house could get robbed. And I don't
them words. The dog's not big enough.
And I think they need more creativity at wide. Like, you're not going to get much from Brendan Johnson. Brendan Johnson's like a B-tech Raheem Sterling.
Has he turned his socials back on?
It's like a knock and run.
He's like a B-tech Sterling from like 2019-20, from 2019-20, that season when Sterling went mad.
Mm.
And then who else they got? Werner? Come on, man.
Werner, yeah, Son.
Nah. Son is a forward.
Mm.
He's a forward. They're Slick all forwards. They've got no wingers that can actually like create. So their most creative players are Pedro Porro and James Maddison.
Maddison was good today. He's finally getting played in the 10 instead of doing that deep creator, trying to be Pirlo. It's not happening.
It's interesting about him though, because when he came off, he didn't look happy, bro.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Shaking his head. I mean, there was something there between him and Gaffer.
What was the score when he went off?
It was 3-1 when he went off, mate.
But he's been shit this year as well. Like, the last couple games, he's turned it up a little bit. All of a sudden, he's got 7 goals, a little purple patch.
He's got 8 now.
But overall this season, I don't think he's been great, man. He's been under par for me.
Well, let me just...
Numbers, guess.
Him or Martin Odegaard?
Odegaard.
Yeah, I'll go with Odegaard in that
one. I think Odegaard.
It was 3-1 when he came off, yeah, because he came off in the 57th minute. And it wasn't happy, mate. But you saw, bruv, they scored two more goals and they got back into the game. So maybe I can see why he wasn't happy.
But what about the favourites? Let's talk about the favourites. Don't run, Bob.
You best win the league now.
Who, us?
What's the, yeah, man. What's favourites? What's that?
What do you mean?
You best win the league.
Yeah, we're going to win the league.
Yeah.
Yes. Guys, I like that switch up because we need to talk about
Arsenal. You conceded three goals today, though.
We did concede three goals. We definitely let our foot off the gas for sure. But I do want to say, Szoboszlai, that's a guy I've been a fan of. I feel like last season was kind of roller coasterish, but I really like how he's kind of starting to find form again. Luis Diaz as well. I asked for more for him, didn't I?
Yeah, he did.
Two goals today.
Good season as well for him.
Two goals from Salah as well. So, bro, it was a good day in the office, but obviously one performance we were highlighting today was the man who's asking for more cash, the man from Liverpool, the scouser on our team, Mr. Trent Alexander-Arnold, man. Obviously, there's a bit of a countdown conundrum going on in Anfield with Mo Salah, Virgil van Dijk.
Do you think you'll re-sign all three?
Who would you be willing to lose?
Who, me?
It's probably a better question.
I can't lie. Unfortunately, today, we're just saying he had a great performance. I'd say the one I'd be willing to lose is if I had to pick out of those three, is Trent.
Why?
You'd be willing to lose Trent over Salah?
I think so, yeah.
Let Salah go. You can still get peas for that. I know you might get more for Trent right
goals,
now.
It's just the goals, man. It's just the goals when
you
games,
Do you not think you
bro.
Can...
I don't think we can.
You know, Trent can put it on a plate for anyone.
I do know that. I do. I'm not saying I want him to go. I'm just saying out of the three, if I had to take an L on one of them, I just think what Salah does in terms of his goals and assists, bro. Like, how do you replace that? Especially with the momentum Slot has picked up with this team. If he was to go, it's like, oh my God, how do we replace that? I know we've got, we're scoring across the front line. And Van Dijk, bruv, best centre back in the world, bro.
Lose the youngest of the three.
What, if he's going to go to Real Madrid?
Let's say you're in charge. You decide who leaves.
Yeah. I only say that because I understand what Trent does. I think obviously Trent is magical in it, what he does.
Sure.
But I also feel like we've played well when Conor Bradley's played.
Yeah.
I feel like we can adjust more without Trent than we could adjust more without the other
Champions
two.
League game you had recently you played in?
Real Madrid. Yeah, he was really good in that game. So I only think... it would be a massive L, of course, but I think we could adjust more
without
him. We're going to
let him say Conor Bradley. And just let Trent go. Are we letting
Bobby? No, I'm just saying. I just think we could make it work more without him than we could make it more work without the other two.
For example, let's say you find a more creative midfielder.
Yeah.
That not replicates what Trent does, but creates.
It gives it. Yeah.
Numbers.
Yeah.
And then you still kept your forwards and you kept Van Dijk. You'd be happy with
you
that.
You can use Salah's money for that. You can use Salah's money.
I don't see Salah like dying down anytime soon. That's the only thing. If it was like he's 32, 33, and he was like, oh, he was slowing down, he only scored 10 goals last season, he only scored this, but he's still scoring like 20 plus goals a season, bruv. So I know it's a bit of a gamble if he's going to maintain that for 2 or 3 years, but I don't know, right now it seems like he will.
Yeah, Bob, I can't lie, I'm going to have to be the ref. You see when you cause a foul,
yeah,
and a play goes on, and the ref remembers that foul,
you pull it back,
and goes, yeah, that Conor Bradley comment, we're not doing that, man.
We can
manage. It's not a comparison. You say we can manage with Conor Bradley.
No, I'm saying we can. Okay, Conor Bradley's the name in there at the moment. But I'm saying there's right backs out there.
You best get a Dumfries then.
That's what I'm saying. You can slot in a good player. See, you know what I'm doing. I don't know. That's what I feel like anyway. But what do you, man, think?
You have to get rid of Salah.
After you get rid of Salah.
Yeah.
But there was, not long ago, we were saying like, bro, he's the difference maker for us.
Yes,
There's so many games where it's nil-nil, it's 1-0, it's 2-1, it's 2-2. Yes, I think Van Dijk has to stay.
I think Trent has to stay. Eventually.
For longevity purposes, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he'll get
I do hear that too.
He'll get the armband when Van Dijk's not on the pitch.
You'd give them two the bag.
Yeah. Salah can go, man. It's all right, man. He's done enough, bro. He's actually done enough.
That's also
one important thing in football is to always be ready before the decline.
Yeah, so man.
We're going to talk about a team later on who haven't necessarily... They've only realised now that some of their better players are on the decline.
True.
Or they're unable to paper over the cracks of their decline because they're missing certain pieces. And I think I think one thing Ferguson did quite well for the most part, not to do the Gary Neville thing, but Ferguson did a quite good thing of like seeing before a player would decline. And I think it's important. I'm not saying we don't know when Salah's is going to come.
Yes, but it's a gamble. That is a gamble, to be fair.
And it's kind of, and like, I'm saying this because you guys have got form, because you kind of went through this with your midfield a couple years ago.
True.
When Jorginho goes and when Hendo goes and when Fab goes, and you haven't really got anybody there right away to replace it.
It's true.
Good thing, like, you've,
it's true.
You've had a little
it's
bit
a good problem to have.
You've had a little bit of time, and he changed the manager, so you get the bounce and whatnot, and they're obviously good players, so it kind of worked out for itself. But if you had Klopp for a little bit longer, might have taken a little bit longer to sort that midfield out, especially.
Yeah, it's true, man. It's a tricky one, man, because I feel like you are so many different Liverpool fans. Some might say, get rid of this, get rid of Salah. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like Salah needs to stay, man. But I do see the reasons why. 2-year contract.
Try.
Yeah.
That's big wages for 2 years.
You sell up that Salah Bitcoin.
You know, you get no money back after that. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But bro, it's the value he brings, man. He's the difference maker for us, bro.
If you lot
won. That's what he does. If you guys had a Salah, do you know what I mean? If you could have won the league last year.
If you lot
that's won, the difference though, isn't it? He's the difference maker, fam.
If you lot win the league,
yeah,
it'll make it easier for him to go.
Yeah, of course. It'll be nice for him to go on a high.
If you do win the league, I think cut your ties. 100%.
You think?
Quit what? Nines. Quit while you're ahead.
Yeah. We ain't got the time. We ain't got the time for that, though, man.
Quit while you're ahead, fam. Tony Soprano 3.
I'm with you though. I'm open to all avenues of this conversation.
If you win it, bag your 80 odd mil. And go and invest that, man.
Trust me.
Invest that in a 9 or that a 9 that will bag instead.
True. We could sell Darwin as well. Do you know what I mean? Get a little extra change there.
He's giving up on that. I love that. Maybe I love that. He's giving up. Maybe on Darwin. Isaac, you know what I mean?
We could shop around for a new world class striker / wide forward or whatever.
So
but
you're not gonna win the league, yeah?
I think we have a great chance to win the league. Yeah.
Cool.
I wait. We're in the tower race.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Just letting you know that we're in the tower race.
Take that as a yes.
And I can't lie, this was a sticky patch, innit? If we get through, obviously, bruv, Christmas is coming up now, bro, but I've got to back it. I've got to get in the seat now, man.
Yeah, man.
I think we're actually going to win the league.
Don't let these other competitions distract you, you know, this League Cup and all this Champions League and all this.
And I generally think when we go to play Spurs, I think we still might like field the young man as well, because he's done it up until...
Bro, they're not getting past you. Like, I've really tried to, like, imagine a world where Tottenham get to the final, which is the one where we meet them in the final, because I want that. But I don't see Tottenham getting past Liverpool, man. Liverpool will be in the final for that one. That's just me, innit?
Thanks, bro. No, I appreciate it.
The other final, it could be us or Newcastle, if I'm being super honest with myself and my life.
Newcastle turn up, mate. You know that Geordie on a Wednesday night or a Wednesday afternoon.
Second leg up there as well.
Oh, second leg up there as well.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be interesting. But all right, man, then, let's move on from Liverpool. We are currently top of the league. Charles, let's go to your team. Gabby Jesus. Fittingly, he has risen.
Come on. Gave us 5 goals for Christmas.
Yeah, don't know, bro.
I'm not here for the dream selling, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, bro. It's what rude. Is your thoughts? Do you think the...
How deceptive.
The problem's been solved?
It's rude, man. No, do you know... Look, bro, all we needed was for all the strikers to start getting back into their flow. Because I can't deal with just watching Arsenal and Saka's carrying us. Mm. And then Odegaard comes back. Do you know what I mean? I need Havertz. I need Martinelli, who scored as well. I need Jesus. I need them to contribute. I need them to do more. Like what they was doing in 22, 23 and 24.
Shared a lot of workload.
You understand? Like, if we're not going to do this 100 mil, get a striker, he scores 30 goals, then everybody's got to contribute with goals. Like, we can't take no passengers. Otherwise, we're not going to win no league.
Yeah,
no FA Cup, Champions League, nothing. League Cup, nothing. Do you know what I mean? So... Yeah, good from Gabriel Jesus, but I've seen this before from him, man. He gets patchy. I've seen it at City a couple times.
Yeah,
a bit low form, and then a hat trick, and then a brace.
Couple good finishes,
and then a one goal. And then like 3 games later, it's nothing, or all of a sudden there's no goals in 7. And, you know, them ones there. So I need like from now to the end of the season, I need 10 to 15 from Gabby, all comps.
Jeez, man.
Do you know what I mean? Man, need that.
Putting the pressure on Gabby Jesus. Great finish, though. I like the second goal.
Yeah, the second goal was cold.
That was a cool finish.
Nice little... Nice
couple scrappy goals. You know, I liked in that goal. I like Partey's part in one of those goals.
Oh, for Jesus' from the corner?
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Do you know what? Everybody's been trying to clock our corners, you know. I went to Arsenal Monaco in the Champions League with my boy.
Mm.
We were sitting club level, so like we could see what Monaco were doing with the corners defending us. And they left 3 high. A little bit like what their man said on Filthy. They leave 3 man high and they thought it worked, and Palace done it and we scored from it.
Palace done
it. And we hit the bar. So continue leaving 3 up, innit? More space for Gabriel.
They had to combat it somehow, though.
Yeah, you have to.
Gaz, with your coaching perspective on, your coaching hat on, thoughts on it, bro? On the whole trying to combat the Arsenal mega corners or leaving 3 man
up. Your jewels, man.
Yeah, word.
Simple as.
I mean, I rate it because like you're giving... defenders more space to try and attack the ball, to try and defend their box. But you also take that risk of giving the strikers more space, more little areas to run into. And if you leave free up, obviously there's that threat of catching us on the break and mugging us from our own corner. Yeah, I understand all that. I get all that. But it's like Gaz says, man, you win your jewels.
When you're
win the header. Head it out.
Win your jewels and have a desire to win your jewels as well. I think there's just some players in football who...
They want to put their head on
you
that
You can
ball.
Tell Gabriel goes into games, I'm winning my 1v1s. In every facet from...
He's like, aggressive, fam.
Like, literally. Saliba, the same to an extent. Not as ferocious as Gabriel.
Nah, so, do you know what? T.
Oh, yeah, Saliba.
T.
He got away with one, didn't he?
T. Do you know what he's doing, Bob? Because don't even smile, because he's doing the Van Dijk thing. He's doing the jogging. Oh, I'm going to jockey. I'm a living. Yeah, he's doing the aura thing. Stop that. Look at your partner over there. Crunch him.
Is his favourite word.
Brother. And I hate that word. I hate the word auras.
That's all the sneaky dorks, the young kids use it.
Trust me. Trying to aesthetics man to death. Don't stop jockeying. Engage quicker, bro.
What's he trying to aesthetics man to death?
Man's trying to look good jogging and he's a lighty and look at my trim, man. Look how I can dribble the striker and wreck. Bro, crunch him.
That is hilarious.
Great finish from Sardo. He's been on form recently.
Yeah, that was a great finish.
But yeah, Saliba, look, I know there's all these Van Dijk comparisons and you're probably watching him. You're trying to, okay, I can do what he's doing. Da, 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 da. Don't do everything.
But they not like us.
Don't do everything. Don't do the Van Delegate thing.
The man said Van Delegate.
Get in there. All right, close the gap.
6 points behind Arsenal, mate. How far? 6 points behind Liverpool. So.
Yeah.
We have a game in hand. How are you feeling, bro? You still.
We're just waiting for you lot to fuck up.
Still for yeah, bro.
We just literally, that's what we can do. We
You've been waiting a long time, mate. Remember that 10-game run we went on? Oh.
How'd you do it without, potentially, without your star boy, Bukayo Saka?
Got to talk about it, bro.
Martinelli played good on the right.
I'll ask you another question on that.
Go on.
I think it's gross negligence from Arsenal.
Yes, I'm worried.
For the amount that you guys rely on him, not necessarily on the pitch, but more so just the regularity of which he plays football for someone that's so young. I think it's too much.
Yeah, Michael Owen thing.
I think it's way too much.
I mean, with Michael Owen, Wayne Rooney.
Mm-hmm.
And you see what happens to them at the back end.
Yeah.
It's not, there's still stories, careers, isn't it? But you want to preserve someone like a Bukayo Saka. Because I think his game, when he turns like 30-odd, 34,
yeah.
I think he can still be a stupidly effective footballer if fit. Just because he's so intelligent. He could play, you could play him as an 8. And he'd do a very good job. Just
potentially.
Technically.
Get it on a half turn.
And IQ-wise, super intelligent on the ball.
Get his body in there. And I know he likes to get his body in there and just roll a man. Just do that on a half turn. Could be in.
He's peaked though, man.
So yeah, do you think there's been a bit of, not misconduct, but like negligence from Arsenal in terms of how they've managed his minutes?
We just haven't, for some reason, I don't know why. I know it's crazy to say, oh, like somebody to take minutes off him. And I know there's this whole thing that Arteta keeps saying where it's like the best players in the world play all the time type thing. And I hear it, but at the same time, you do have to save it. You do have to preserve a little bit of it.
Especially when you're playing so much football.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Don't just use the whole shower gel bottle in one sitting, bro. do you understand what I'm saying? Shower again.
And he's a dynamic player. Like he's not like a Luis Diaz dynamic, but in terms of his actions, everything is quite intentional, what he does, right? He's like one move away from a hammy gun, which is what we saw.
The thing is, like he tweaked his hammy at Chelsea this year. I think he had some hammy problems at the start of the season, and now he's popped his hammy again. We don't even know like what it is now.
It's the worst injury.
So I hope it's not. I follow this doctor on Twitter, and he'd be telling me about hamstring. Yeah, grade one, grade two, grade. Yeah. So I hope it's not a grade three because that joint is you're out for months.
Yeah, if you tear it, you're done.
Yeah, if it's like grade two, it's like 4 to 6 weeks. And if it's grade one, it's like 2 to 3. Do you get me? So if it's a grade three, if it's a big tear, hey.
Does that mean you guys have to dip into the market in January? I know there was that kind of that murmurs of dipping into the market in January anyway. Does this kind of heighten the reason to do something?
100%. Yeah. Whether it's a striker or a winger, something has to get grabbed. But
something has to get grabbed.
I've been saying to some of these men, like, because we've been talking about it last couple of days, especially from last night, obviously Saka going out early in that game, like 20 minutes in that game going out early.
Yeah.
Nothing dramatic gets done in January in terms of big deals, innit?
Yeah, unless it's
The only thing I've heard is that we're looking at some winger from Las Palmas in
to be one of them smart signings.
Some 20-year-old. I say, listen, if he's got a good first touch, if he's got a little bit of pace and he can beat his man, bring him.
Yeah.
Because we need that. We might need hear that. It. He's gonna have to. He might have to come in and just put in some work for 2 months until Saka gets back. At January 1st, I need him to. January 1st at 9 a.m. I need that signing straight into training.
New Year's
we got,
Day.
We got Brighton.
That's a no New Year's Day for you, dog.
Nah, hell no. Feliz Navidad. Nah, none of that.
None of that. Well, guys, it's time to go over to your team, man. Arsenal, you're definitely still in the race. To make
yeah, man, we're there. We're steady. Like, it's been one thing after another this year for us. Like, contrary to 22-23 and 23-24, we didn't really have any major... We did have injuries at, like, crucial times, but we didn't have, like, one thing after another.
Yeah, I hear it too.
One suspension after another. Like, we've been going through it this year.
Yeah.
And we're there. We're about. So, we just keep, just keep it steady.
It's like you got knocked down. You're back on your feet, fam.
Keep it steady. Wait for Saka to come back.
Can't wait for you guys to watch us lift it, mate. Oh,
yeah. Hey, look, we're in all four competitions. We've got Newcastle as well. I'm gonna try to see if I can go up there. Mooks is trying to pattern something for me.
Should be good, man.
Go up there and get my lick back.
Guys, let's go over to your work in progress. Your latest,
what's that mean, Gabe?
Your latest project, the Ruben Amorim throw of the dice.
Should have got Kieran McKenna, man.
Should have got Kieran McKenna. I'm glad you didn't, because Ipswich are doing really well. But 3-0 today. Oh, yeah, other than today. Ipswich are doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Are they in a relegation zone?
For what you've invested and where you come from, you're having a good season.
Yeah, we'll take it, bro.
You lot got heart, man.
We've got a lot of heart and a lot of passion. But let's not go away from Manchester United at the moment. Guys, first and foremost, actually, we haven't spoken about Manchester United because since you haven't been here. How are you feeling about Amorim, bro? First, before we get into the game. How do you feel about the appointment, bro?
I like it. I think he speaks well, which is like the basic in a sense, but like he speaks well and speaks sense.
Yeah.
Handles the media superbly.
He does, to be fair.
Like anytime.
A lot of charisma.
When they try to press him and rash, he gets out of that. The first touch is always half turn, boom, I'm gone. Do you know what I'm saying? They ain't getting him.
True.
Is he talking too much?
He's been asked to. Yeah, it's literally press duties. I don't think he wants to.
He's talking a lot, you know.
Man United is like the high in terms of like press duties. They've got it's the highest probably in the easily in the Prem. Probably
press all the time. He's talking a lot, bro.
Yeah,
but he does talk well. He's intelligent. He explains everything.
In his first few games, he said, "This is way too much. I'd rather be coaching the players." I don't think he wants to, but duties.
I do remember him saying that still.
I see what you're saying. Is he's been getting drawn out. He's been attempting to get drawn out a lot
because the media in this country don't ask. They don't really ask. They don't tend to ask the pressing questions about particular moments in the game or particular trends in terms of tactical or... Because I think, like, the general fan...
They're not bothered about that.
But I think there is a growing trend of football fans who want to know more and want to know more about their team from the horse's mouth. And I think that's been lacking in terms of, like, the journalistic world in terms of sports. So he's just dealing with what's being thrown his way.
Yeah.
I think he's doing with it well. He's also having to deal with, like, United politics because it's clear that Rashford's been sort of edged out.
Mm.
But I think he's helped himself. Either.
He wasn't in the squad today, was he?
No, he went to OT though. So he was at the game.
I saw something pop up on my phone about Twitter. Apparently that was his Instagram story today. But I don't know. You know, I've seen people fake that as well. But I said this was the story. I think it was like a blacked out thing. Let me see if I can find it.
No, yeah, I like Amorim though. I think he speaks well. I think I like the ideas he's trying to get across. I'm not like, necessarily like a big fan of the three at the back.
Yeah.
Like I get the purpose of it though. Like I know that it has tactical use in it. So I'm willing to give him a chance to really adapt the team to suit his needs. Unfortunately, Man United just have a huge number of mediocre footballers as it stands. Like way too many mediocre footballers. Mediocre to bad. Like, if I was to try and sell you most of this squad, you wouldn't glance at them, bro. They're bad. They're not great footballers. We spent 50 million.
So it comes down to you.
50 million on the guard. Bro, you need good players. Foundational.
That's true.
Liverpool have got at least four superb footballers, close to world-class, if not already world-class. I'd say all of them are world-class. The four, don't need to name them. And then the rest of you've got really solid squad players that are going to do a good job for you. And you can just rotate them. You can bring in Curtis Jones for a Szoboszlai. And the next week, Szoboszlai for a Jones. You know, you're going to get your money's worth in terms of output on the pitch. Whereas United, we were going to bring on Manuel Ugarte for 50 mil.
Let's deep dive into this.
I can only like...
Look at our midfield. Ugarte, a young Kobbie Mainoo. Who else is our centre midfielders? Christian Eriksen.
Eriksen.
Goodness gracious me.
Casemiro.
And come on, bro.
I can only...
Our number 10s, quotation mark, Garnacho.
Mason Mount.
Anthony and Bruno.
You only have one 10.
One natural 10.
Yeah. I'm talking from an Arsenal perspective because I kind of seen what my manager was going through when he got the job and how he had to adapt and go like five at the back, which ain't what he's doing now, but he just kind of had to adapt to what was going on in that kind of moment. I'd kind of ask Amorim to do a little bit more. I know he's got his principles. I know he's got his 3-4-3.
Oh, yeah, he's been stubborn. Yeah, he's been.
Do you understand? But like the situation that you lot are in, where they 13th in the league? Yeah. Like I think you got to, okay, good. I get that's what you want.
And they are 13th in the league.
That's the precedent that you're going to set and that's your formation that you want going forward. But I think right now, the situation that you lot are in, like we're talking 3-0 Bournemouth at Yard.
You got to go in emergency
like,
mode.
I think you need to rejig it a little bit and just do a bit of a pragmatic thing. And then when you like can have the windows and get the players that you want in and the Deadwood out, Rashford out, all of these kind of things, then you can go back to that 3-4.
I think it just comes down to school of thought on that, isn't it? Like everyone's got their sort of different principles, right? So his one is saying that this is what I believe in. We need to go through these growing pains to get...
Well, he did say we had to suffer.
Bobby, are the Portuguese stubborn?
Oh yeah, of course
I prefer not to speak.
Of course they are.
But yes, they are.
Very good reference for you, by the way. That's good, sharp thinking. I like
Thank
that.
You. Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
So yeah, you know they're going to have some... They're going to struggle this season just because foundationally...
Are you cool with that though, guys?
My heart is so far gone from United.
We can't be cool with Man United. It's a big club. We can't be cool with it.
Yeah,
that's what Roy and them man
is saying. You're asking the wrong person. Kizzer needs to be here for this question because I know he's feeling it. But yeah, I'm willing to go for it. If that's what... I wanted Kieran McKenna. So
yeah, yeah. That, you did back that early.
I backed that from like,
saying,
summer.
Yeah, been saying.
From summer. But yeah, we're here now. He's a good coach for sure. Do I think he can be a bit more, as I mentioned before, malleable?
Flexible,
yeah.
Them ones.
For sure.
My thesaurus.
Especially, put it this way, you've got bad players and then you've got bad players that don't fit into your system.
Yeah. What's the phrase we used the other day for someone? Square pegs?
Yeah.
Round holes.
That's party at right back.
Yeah, that is party at right back. But let's have a look at some of
that's Havertz up top.
Guys, let me ask you
How many scored would you keep right now?
Easy.
Love, bro.
Oh, boy.
Everyone say bye. Bless, bro.
Question, Bob. Go on.
What would you tell us?
How many of the squad now would you keep? Or would you think is good enough to keep for like
I'll go through
three,
them.
5 years?
Yeah, go through them, yeah. Mazrari.
Yeah, best, he's the best defender.
Yoro.
Dick.
We'll take Yoro, yeah.
Kobbie Mainoo.
So no other defenders, not Dalot?
No.
Okay.
You want to keep Dalot? No. I'd keep Dalot, no? Dalot's all right.
Squad player, maybe, yeah.
Mm. Lindelof can go as well.
Yeah, squad player. Sorry, Dalot's a squad player, yeah. Mm. No other defenders, no.
Lindelof, yeah.
He can go.
Yeah, Fugazi, I think that one's a time to move Fugazi, on.
It's 3-4-3 teams, that's Fugazi.
No, he's actually better in the back three, to be fair. Mm.
Yeah.
He's actually better in the back three. So maybe another squad, I don't know. But I'm not a big fan of Dalot. I think he's...
Sus.
Ever so slightly more polished, Maguire. Like, ever so slightly.
I hear it. Maybe that's the clubs he's been at.
Kobbie Mainoo, easy. Amad Diallo, easy. Bruno, go. Bruno has to go.
Time for Bruno to
Amorim go. Amorim needs to move him on this summer. Rashford.
The Bruno experiment failed, yeah? Is that a failure?
He's cold.
No, I think it's been a relative success.
30 years old, to be fair, so.
He, for himself, has been a relative success.
Mm.
I think any team that's trying to... He's a floor raiser, for the most part. Like, you know, when things are bad, he can get you out of a sticky situation. Mm. But I don't think he's a player that would... want if I'm trying to build a title winning side.
He's like a best player in a bad team sort of thing.
And okay. Looks great. Looks like, oh, I saved you guys today.
So they gave him the captain and that.
I don't even know if I like any of the two strikers. Hoyland, I'm not a fan. Xerxes, I like the fact that he's a technical footballer, but it's not enough. You need more.
It's not enough. Yeah, Hoyland can go. Sorry.
Mount, too injury prone. Anthony stinks. Bruno can go. Rashford needs to go for his sake.
Word.
Garnacho?
Squad player.
I'd keep Garnacho. Something I like about him.
On a Werner
squad player.
Yeah. On a
Werner. I don't know what it is. Something I like about him.
Squad player.
Yeah.
Because he's...
I think he's got a bit of ability about him.
You know what he's got?
Mm.
That I needed a bit more from Ahmad that we're starting to see. I needed to see that I'm him.
Yeah.
Garnacho's got the I'm him.
That confidence
without,
thing.
The full-rounded ability.
Yeah.
Whereas Ahmad's got a bit more ability in terms of technically and his game IQ, but lacks the I'm him.
Yeah.
But now United are starting to...
Yeah.
But now United are starting to see that, oh, right. They're starting to give him the ball more.
Yeah.
It's actually...
He's the guy. Okay, yeah.
So yeah, there's probably like 6-7 players I'd keep.
What about Anano?
No, go.
There's a time, yeah?
Stinker. The Turkish one is even worse, bro. What's
yeah,
Bayern Deer?
Yeah, he was.
One, he can go for free.
Fam. Sunday Onana, league. Man.
Yeah, he can go. Can go
you were the chosen one, Onana.
He can go play National League.
Oh man, any thoughts on today's game, guys? Man, it was a stink fest, wasn't it?
Bournemouth are a good
team. Bournemouth are a good team. We did say that in the show.
They beat us. They beat City.
Yeah.
Did they beat Tottenham?
Very well coached. You know what they're gonna do, but they're hard to stop because physically they don't stop. They're a very physical side. They'll press you high. Mm. They're gonna work hard, and then when they have the ball, they're actually, you know, technically good as well. They're not like who else is impressive from that perspective? Not like, I don't know, eye pleasing like a Tottenham, you know, gung ho attacking. But when they have the ball, they're very, very impressive. They're nice to look after the ball. They've got some good players like Justin Clivert.
Yeah, they do.
Semenyo's really good.
He is.
Good. Nilsson.
Evan Nilsson's a player
Alex
as well.
Alex Scott. Kirkez.
Yeah, Kirkez, left back. Bobby fancies him.
I do, man.
A good player. Yeah. So, yeah, no, they're just the World Cup side. And the problem for United, before we move on, is United now don't have enough good players to take on the sides that are either as good or better.
Yeah, that's peak. Yeah.
Yikes.
That's a damning assessment of where Manchester United are.
So if United beat Everton 4-0, it's like, oh, well, you should beat Everton 4-0.
Yeah. If they don't, I went
into the Bournemouth game today. I was like,
we could beat them. We should beat them.
Could.
But also, we could lose.
And lose badly.
Yeah.
Old Trafford. That's bad.
Old Trafford's
bad.
Oh, man.
Bad.
Well, Manchester United, remembering.
And they conceded too many goals, by the way.
Who, Manchester United?
Conceded 4 against Spurs, 3 here. They've conceded the first goal in the last 6 games.
So I'm saying tighten up.
Yeah.
Goal difference is minus one now.
Conceded 3 against Forest. Conceded 2 against Arsenal.
Has Casemiro been injured?
I think he has been. Yeah, he's been on the bench, no?
It's interesting.
Boss man has just been...
If you're trying to... He was on the bench, yeah. You are trying to, like, shore things up a bit, I guess. You'd want a Casemiro in there alongside...
Oh, Garnacho, Højlund and Euro were the ones on the bench that came on today.
Yeah. They came on quite early. Malacia came off at half-time and Dallo got moved to left wing-back. Mazwari went to right wing-back.
What's this Toby Collier you saying?
Ex-Brighton boy, huff and puff.
Mm.
Yeah?
Huff and puff.
With a little tiny bit of tech, but more like...
He's a work.
He plays centre mid?
Yeah.
Like DM or like 8?
8.
Okay.
Oh man! Well, Manchester United.
He played in some of the game. He came on against Liverpool earlier this season.
I've seen his name.
Yeah. I remember he came on. I was like, "Who the fuck is this guy?"
I've seen his name.
This was like when Ten Hag was on the ropes.
Yeah.
I actually can't believe Ten Hag was here just a few months ago.
It's mad.
It feels like it was such a long time ago.
Yeah, actually.
And he wasn't playing a mod.
He wasn't.
See what he done against City.
His pressing is so impressive, by the way.
It's mad.
If there's one aspect of him that's really like caught my eyes, is that he's a hard worker, presses high, doesn't stop. But then you look at people like Anthony Rashford who don't offer the same. It's damning on them, innit?
And you look what can happen,
what can come from when you work hard and you press high.
Exactly.
And then he's technically good as well, man. He makes good decisions for the most part.
But one to bank on?
Yeah.
Yeah? He's one to bank on. Big up Abba Diallo. We're going to talk about Mr.
Don't turn on him like Rashford, man.
Yeah, we're going to talk about him later.
Maybe next if he can't fit in this system.
All right, no man. Let's fry through the rest of these games. Everton, 0. Chelsea, 0.
Music.
It was meant to happen, wasn't
it? Music.
I did call this game on radio. I said it's going to be 1-1, but I didn't expect a 0-0, I can't lie.
Everton are shutting down a few of the big boys, though.
Yeah, but Everton, they're being a bit of a nuisance, aren't they?
That's the young at right back and that shutting down, man.
Yeah, fam.
So we're paying for all the sins of you lot not playing because there was a bit too much wind.
Yeah, fam. Nah, that storm was real, fam. Did you not see that video?
What they call it? Dara.
Storm Dara.
Dead.
Coming from the Northern Irish coast, man. That was a real storm. But yeah, big up Evan. I think they've maybe drawn it back a bit, going back to the Sean Dyche playbook and just being resolute and hard to beat.
Likes to turn up in a big game, man. Every now and again, he likes to turn up.
What are you saying? FPL fodder, yeah?
One of them ones. Wasn't the year that Raya got the Golden Glove in the Prem, wasn't Pickford like second or third or something like that?
Well, yeah, that's
England's number one. England's number one.
He also got a yellow card yesterday as well. I wonder what that was for.
Yeah, of course.
No, it's not
just being Jordan Pickford.
He is a lunatic. But big up Everton, man. I know they're like a rival team to Liverpool.
I like Ndiaye.
Yeah, he's a baller still.
I like
very
him.
Good player. I like him. It's mad that they're. I feel they're too big a club to be flirting with like relegation and looking over their shoulder still. So I don't know how long it's going to last with Mr. Dyche when they go to this new stadium.
You say that, and it might be true, but they've been flirting flirting with relegation for like 4 years.
That's what I mean, yeah. So it's unfortunate for them, but
this is nothing new for them.
Let's talk about the Chelsea.
Nothing like the Leighton Baines days, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
Kim Cahill days.
Ross Barkley. Hey,
Stephen Pienaar.
Stephen Pienaar.
Can we go again?
Even Fabian Delph.
Yes.
Fabian Delph, little left back.
Oh my God, Royston Drenthe.
Who's the Scottish one? Alan Hutton.
No,
right back.
No, Duncan Ferguson.
No, there was another one. They had Hutton.
Oh, they had Hutton. Like,
that's
Moyes.
That's
days.
Barkley.
That's Moyes days.
That's
now Moyes days. They had Hutton, Unsworth, David Ware,
the Baldy, Gravison. They had a
Gravison.
You know,
Lee Carsley.
Hey, Everton are the Baldy team.
What about Duncan Ferguson
was up top with Kevin Campbell.
Yeah, he's the
that
one.
Scary, you know.
Remember the 1-1.
I've seen a lot of YouTube clips about that Ferguson. He's scary, man.
Yeah,
he's not like he's actually like
the groundskeeper Willie in the Premier League.
Anti-social behaviour,
full on elbow,
Asbo stuff.
Yeah, trust me, bro.
But the Chelsea, we're gonna go on the Chelsea, innit?
Yeah, up the Chelsea, man. I mean, bro, we obviously at the start of the season, no one was expecting them to come for the league.
It's an okay result for them, man.
We did.
It could have been worse, I guess.
Yeah, we did think that Chelsea would cook this year, but not like this. In the league,
yeah,
chasing down Liverpool for top spot.
Here they are.
Shout out them, though.
We were talking about Jackson earlier on.
These goals that he's scoring is not convincing me that he's mid. Not mid. He's mid.
He's mid. I like him still. I think there was a couple chances today which he should have. Okay, maybe he should have scored. Maybe he should have scored today.
Is he better than Welbeck?
Ooh. The silence is a bit too silent in this room, isn't it?
I was thinking.
It's a great question, Charles.
He's not better than Welbeck.
I don't. Maybe not better than what, but
that's his class.
He's only 23 though.
Yeah, that's not a bad class to be in. He's what?
Yeah.
You say he's like a tier three Prem striker as it stands there.
Tier three.
You say he's a tier three? I'd have like a low tier two.
But he's currently on nine goals.
In the low two, like Viduka and that.
Let's talk more this era.
And that. Let's talk this era. Who's tier two right now? Is Vardy tier two? I think Vardy's tier two.
It might be a three now, because of now, rather than prime Vard.
Okay.
But like I'd say Isak's like a one. Haaland's a one.
Giroud.
Is Jao Pedro a two?
Chris was a two. Low two. I would have had him at a three a couple of weeks ago, though.
Yeah.
It's funny how tables turn, isn't it?
Yeah. I think he's top scorer for Burnley in the Prem and Nottingham Forest.
It's crazy a couple of weeks can do, though. Or a start to the season. Because I wouldn't have had Chris Wood in the tier two. Or would have had like...
After the Newcastle thing as well.
Struggled there massively. But sometimes environment matters, man.
Jackson's on nine goals, though.
It's nice. It's mid.
Tier two.
Do you think you have better strikers at Arsenal?
Great question.
No.
You don't think...
Yes. Gabriel Jesus is better than him.
Where would you have Jesus in terms of tiers? As a striker, forget winger, but as like a nine.
Mid to low two.
He might be a low two, you know.
Mid on his.
Does that mean Jackson goes in the tier two, right?
Jackson's a tier two, man.
Yeah.
Tier three.
He's won me over.
I like him, man. I think
he's improved technically. There's some hiccups there.
Finishing still, yeah.
But he's improved
technically. He should have scored twice today, I think.
Defo links up better than he used to with Palmer and Sancho and stuff. Great movement behind for sure. And he's a hard worker.
In his hard drive. That Higgy's in his hard drive.
Yeah, but I was going to make a comment and I can't make
it. Hard drive, mate. You always go there.
you're going to get that with certain types of footballers, innit? So.
No, I hear it, man.
Where do you have Solanke? Tier two?
Solanke's a...
Is it
a low two, a high three?
Ooh. I've got a low two.
On,
bro. How many really good seasons has he had in the Prem?
Judging on what you've seen, like if you just look at him as a footballer first, so...
Because tier one is peak.
Tier one's amazing.
I think he's a low two. I think he's a low two. I think if you give him a chance, if you give him one out of
27, three, by the way.
Give him one out of three, he'll bag one. If not, you know. Yeah, I think he's like a 1.5 out of sort of three games he'll score.
He can't go higher than Vardy for me, and I'd have Vardy at a low two.
Judge's current Vardy though. Vardy's like a what? He's like a low.
Current Vardy is a high three.
I think Solanke's a better striker. I can't name five better strikers in the Prem.
What about the Brentford man? Yeah,
I think Solanke's better than Wissa for sure. And Bremer's a winger.
Is he?
Yeah, I think so.
He's
better than Wissa.
I reckon they're about...
Ooh, it's a good comp.
He's better than Watkins. No. Wait, who are we talking about?
Solanke.
No, Watkins is better than him, sorry.
Why?
Watkins is better than him.
What does he do better?
because I think he's a better finisher. I think he runs the channels.
No, ooh, no, no. What you see with Ollie? Hear me.
Go on.
Ollie is a gets a lot of chances forward, so he's going to score. Yeah. I think Solanke.
I remember that's why you were put off him a minute when I was trying to say.
And I think you can see where he was a winger from like his younger years. When I think it was.
I remember watching him at Brentford when he was in the Championship.
He
was bagging for
number 11.
He
had Tony up top. Brentford. And then when Tony left, he was like, boom. Not when Tony left, because Tony was still there. And he went to Villa to go be a striker.
Do you think we can name five strikers that are better than Solanke or Jackson?
Hoyland. In the Prem?
Yeah.
Haaland.
Hoyland.
Who?
No. Haaland.
Isak.
Isak for sure.
Boom.
Son? Does he count as a striker?
I think he kind of... I see him as a striker anyway, but...
Son is better than Solanke.
Mateta?
No.
It's better form.
Yeah, no, Mateta's a stretch, I guess.
I think Jimenez is better than Solanke.
You don't, man.
I think you can...
You think there's some Spurs hater or something? Yeah.
I can make that argument.
You make me sick, you know.
I can, yeah.
I didn't realise what I was into.
Jimenez, it's only...
I forgot there was an Arsenal fan I was talking to you for all this time.
Has he impressed you at Tottenham?
Yeah. Considering their team.
6 goals in the league this season.
What's their overall, roughly?
What, overall goals?
Yeah.
Let me have a look for you, my friend.
Considering the chaos of their team, the chances he's a 1 in 3 man, 1.5 in 3. I think he does what's needed of him. Great link-up player. Like, I actually think his link-up play is probably one of the strongest facets of his game, and he's a really good presser. I'd have him at United, and that's not saying much, I know, because of Hoyland and Zirkzee. So I don't need to say it, I'll say it for myself.
Got 10 goals all comps.
How many games?
I'd have to do the math.
They're all playing Europa League.
Stitching you up here, Bob.
They're all playing Europa League and that. League Cup and that.
Let me have a look, man. Let me go into a different application. So bear with me on that one. But yeah, 6 goals in the Premier League at the moment. So what, we named 3 strikers that are better than him.
In the Spurs side.
Can we name 2 more?
Let me just look through the teams right
Darwin
now.
Nunes better than Solanke.
No.
Darwin Nunes better than Solanke.
Darwin Nunes is not better than Solanke.
Stop it, Bob.
Jota's better than Solanke.
No, he's not.
Jota's better than Solanke.
He's not.
Jota's better than Solanke.
As a 9, no, he's not.
I'm going Jota.
You can go Jota.
Jota's better than Solanke.
I'm not going Jota.
Jota's better than Solanke.
No.
He might be better than Solanke.
Nah.
Jota, that's Latta. Oh my God, it's fucking hard.
Jota's too higgy technically for me, man. He's great in...
He's a finisher, though.
But around the 6-yard box, unquestionable. For
yeah.
Sure.
He's
great in the air as well.
Yeah, good in the air. Yeah. So Solanke.
Underrated.
So Solanke.
Is he?
Yeah. Check, bro.
Well, not really pre him in the air like that.
I'm gonna send you the tapes after.
Okay. Let me just say, I'm not convinced on Solanke, man.
I'll send you some game tape. Nah, he's a good striker. I'm a fan.
So in...
Duran better than him. Duran's better than him.
I think Duran's got more like star aspects to him.
Okay. 23 games this season, 10 goals from Dominic Solanke.
So what's that like?
3 assists though in the Prem, 2 assists in the Europa League. So 10 goals, 5 assists.
And the team that's what sitting, where are they sitting right now?
Tottenham are currently sitting.
Yeah, man, come on, man, get my boy.
Remember how many goals they've scored though? They've scored more than us.
No.
They've scored 13.
Currently 11th.
Tottenham are the top scorers in the league.
That's scary, man. I'm gonna
and they're 11th.
I'm going to wheel that back and close it up a bit. Just a bit.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm telling you, you've got 3 more games. Yeah, what's going on?
Close the legs a bit, man.
You know,
that man have got the most goals in the league.
How do you feel about Chelsea, though, this season?
They're Arsenal 22-23.
You know what they're a sign of? Because we all laughed at them.
Cool.
Just, if you've got good players... You're not far from getting it right if you have good players.
It's true, man.
They spent £1 billion.
Like, so they spent a lot of money and we laughed at them. If you get the right sort of resources around them in terms of coaching, Maresca's a good coach.
Yeah.
Good players when you think.
They were taking the piss having 40-man squads and he got rid of half of them at the start. I remember him saying,
true,
he's like, yo, these are the players I want to work with. And boom, he's doing his thing.
Bro, that midfield is unfair.
Yeah.
Yeah, low key.
I know Enzo's not been great until the last couple of weeks, but Enzo, Lavia and Casado,
yeah,
as your 3, you bought my man from Leicester, Kieran...
Dewsbury Hall.
Dewsbury Hall, yeah.
I ain't seen him.
He's only been on trips to Serbia.
Peak.
That's a magic.
Straight first.
You're letting go of Chukwueze.
Yeah.
He's a centre midfielder and he's a good fucking player.
Is he a Villa?
He was a Villa boy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like him, man.
When they're going to let him go in January. Like, their resources are ridiculous in terms of players anyway. So they're a sign that if you have good players, you're not far from doing well.
It's mad, bro, because I'm looking at the lineup now. You look at it, Sanchez in goal. Obviously, he's probably the one that does need to get replaced. Gusto, Colwell, Tosin, Dizazi, Caicedo, Fernandez, Cole Palmer, Neto, Sancho, Jackson.
They're talent.
And then you look at the players, like, obviously on their bench, like, they've got a great bench. But if you look at the players that are actually injured and suspended, Fofana's injured, Reece James injured, Badiashile's injured, Mudrick's obviously suspended currently, Cucurella was suspended for this game, and Lavia was injured. So
I still,
just speak to their squad depth, I guess.
I still feel that they'll fall away come, like, March time, which is kind of why I say that they remind me of us 2 years ago.
I hear it.
Only difference is they probably have a little bit more depth because they just have a bigger squad, naturally. Yeah. But yeah, I do feel by like March time, Chelsea will fall off. But they might not, you know, because that other competition that they're in is a piece of shit, bro.
Yeah, it's a joke.
It's actually bad, that competition that they're in, bro.
And
like, it's like them being in Championship.
Yeah.
Worse than that.
Yeah, they literally play a whole other squad as well.
They're playing semi-pro teams and pub teams and... Bro, a lot of their man do not play on them Thursday, so it just leaves them fresh week by week.
It's a mad team, man.
That's mad. Salah's got 32.
I've got a second half for the season, sure, but we'll get to that on the other
Salah's
side.
Salah's got 32 GA across all comps this season. That's grim.
You can't keep this guy around. It's got to stay around, lads.
The next player is Saka with 22. 10 goals difference.
10 clear. Greedy.
He's then got Haaland with 19. That's grim, man.
Haaland ain't done anything in weeks as well.
That's a mad stat on Haaland as well. Yeah.
3 goals in the last 10 games, I think, bro. Right, let's talk about Haaland. Villa, Man City. It's really fell off a cliff, isn't it, for Manchester City? We did not envision this at all. I thought it was going to be a thing like, they'll go through a little bit of a turbulence and then they'll refine it. When they won against Nottingham Forest, especially, I thought, okay, cool, they've found their groove again. And then the wheels just continue to come off. They lose 2-1 away to Aston Villa. Man, there, Manchester City, I feel like they're kind of writing off the season anyway.
I've seen managers get sacked for less.
Yeah.
I'm not saying sack him, but I've seen managers get sacked for less.
1 win in 12 games, 8 losses or 9 losses in that run as well. It's not looking good, bruv. What are we going to do about this? Well, we're not going to do anything, but how do we feel about this season?
Man United fans are delighted.
Man United fans
should be delighted. Because now they can run the whole, look what Sir Alex done. He transformed all these different teams. He knew
I think it's a matter of time, isn't it?
Bit of turbulence for Pep Guardiola and they're all crumbling and whatnot. So the Man United fans are delighted.
They have completely.
And we are all delighted, to be honest, because it opens up the league, man. Makes it a bit more like Serie A. You see, Serie A, last 10 years, there's like 4 or 5 different winners. It just opens it up for everyone.
Yeah, which is
now nice. You see the league this year. You've got Liverpool, Chelsea, you've got Arsenal. It's lit.
Guys, we were talking about foreshadowing earlier. Talking about...
shadows.
Or foreshadowing. Pep. Does it land on Pep's door? Let Cole Palmer go. Let Julian Alvarez go. Let a few other these players go. Does any of this kind of land on his desk to be like, come on, bro, I know we've got an elite team. I know we are who we are. But we didn't really plan too well for this.
You know why they didn't plan too well?
You think it was the upstairs thing?
I think there's a couple of things. I think the PSR.
PSR.
I think they offloaded a few too many of their young gems a bit too early.
Palmer actually
get why they did it. That's not to say it was the right thing to do. I think what's the word they're using for young talent when you sell your academy players?
There's a phrase for it. I can't remember the phrase.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's a free hit, basically.
Yeah,
you know, you're getting all your money.
It's pure profit.
Pure profit. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And they also saw Oscar Bob as like the next up. And Oscar Bob was meant to take a lot of Alvarez's minutes. And he broke his leg last preseason. He was going to take a lot of Alvarez's minutes. And Alvarez is such an important player for them because he gave them legs, bro.
Yeah.
Like, the ground that Haaland couldn't or wouldn't cover and some of their midfielders, he covered a lot of ground for them. And he played the most minutes for them last season as well. Then, Rodri. You don't envisage losing Rodri, but you should have a plan.
Just in case. It was Kovacic, but it's not enough.
They're not the same player. That's the problem. They're nowhere near the same footballer.
And he says, Rico, come inside. Mm-mm. Kovacic, he can't do it on his own.
I think Lavia is the big hit miss there.
Because there's you could go back to Musiala, Sancho, Palmer, Lavia. They got rid of a keeper,
Morgan
Rodgers
was there.
I think, like, positionally,
Rodgers.
For how important that Rodri role is to everything that City do defensively as well as on the ball.
I mean, that's the one.
It's that key role, and they've tried Kovacic there.
They brought back Gundo.
And Gundo, and the problem with that is Gundo wasn't meant to play as many minutes as he has. Mm. And Gundo,
he's going fucking hell, lads. Yo, what's going on here?
And Gundo,
you need me again.
He's good on the ball. He's because they've been using him as an eight or as a six, and he's good on the ball, but he can't do the other stuff. If you going that way, Morgan Rodgers is. He's having a laugh.
Yeah.
Say it again, man.
You ain't
say
catching
it again,
him.
Bro.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. Onana, come on, bro.
Monster. Yeah.
Man
yeah.
City tried put Kovacic and Gundo in the midfield to go chase after Onana and Morgan Rodgers and all these athletes.
And then, so and what they've done is, and a lot of their like best players from the last 3-4 years have just aged, and their legs are gone. KDB's legs are gone. Bernardo Silva's legs are gone. Gundo's legs are gone. Foden's legs aren't gone. He's not been good.
Yeah.
I'm glad he scored yesterday, but he's just been poor, to be honest, for a player of his ability. So they've got literally nothing in midfield. They're going to go with, I think they should have let go of a few of those. Walker should have gone, probably phased out Bernardo earlier than they did.
He was captain yesterday.
He's been wanting to go as well.
He's been flirting with that Barca thing for a little
time. And then, yeah, losing like Oscar Bob was a big loss because he was supposed to, as I said, take Alvarez's minutes. But they're going to spend in Jan. And I think they might get a right back, and I think they're going to get a centre mid as well.
Really? What do you think of the Spice Boys as well? Grealish and Foden, they're kind of a.
Grealish is on TNT having a ball, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, Foden got one yesterday, so let's see how he's.
Nah, dead.
You don't rate?
He didn't deserve it.
Do you rate him?
Yeah. But nah,
it's one of those, isn't it?
We do, not, yeah. Not now, because he's not doing anything. He's not showing up for them, man.
Do you judge a player on like a period of time, or is it more of a like a?
I give a period of time, and the early period of time he's doing well, but I want him to kick it to the next level, and he just doesn't seem. I don't know if it's like a personality thing.
Oh,
we bro, saw some stuff
I'll
in England.
I'll
like,
tell you, what, it's 100% personality.
Mm.
If he had what Jude has.
He needs to be angry, bro.
Not ability. If he had what the, Jude has.
The dog.
Oh, yeah.
Dog.
The mind. Got the dog.
Jude's got an XL bully in there. You know?
I saw a really interesting video on TikTok. I think his name was James Alcott.
Yeah, heard that name. Man, like JLA.
And
Ledge.
He said he really rates Foden. As most people who, if you take your agendas aside and you're not doing the banter stuff, which is fine.
He's cold.
You know, some fucking good footballer there. One of the things he pointed out is Foden has always, not necessarily been carried, I don't think that's the fair term, but he's not had to get it out of the mud at any time in his career. If you look at people like, someone like Jude Bellingham, who you'd argue is star boy, in a sense, you had to get it out of the mud in the champ. The grind of
he chooses to go to the mud,
but
I want to play out.
He was in COVID, calling his landlord, saying, "Make the rent higher."
44 games a season in the champ, getting it in the mud.
Mm.
Saka, in a different sense, got it out of the mud with Arsenal in the period where they were shit.
Yeah,
shocking, bro.
And he got it. Him and Smith Rowe, more so Saka, got it out of the mud. And Foden's never really had to do that until now. And I think you need.
He's saying he's privileged. He's a Tory.
there is definitely aspects of him being privileged for sure. I think we will see it, the best of him again, but it is a damning indictment on him that you can have bad periods of form, but when you're one of the better players in the team, which we think he is, you should be able to carry your team a bit more. But the bigger problem is, bro, their midfield just gets ransacked, bro.
It's a big problem.
They just get ransacked on a weekly basis, no matter what they do. And then they're losing their defenders. Yeah. Diaz comes back, Akanji gets injured, Ake comes back, Stones pulls up. Stones comes back for a week, pulls up in the game, goes off half-time.
Yeah.
They need a bit of a clear-up.
Yeah, they do, man. Well, let's talk about the guys that ransacked them yesterday, obviously. Morgan. Aston Villa. Oh, yeah. Morgan, he's a great player, isn't he? He's a very good player. Big up.
Listen,
you see the little beef between him and Palmer because they're boys, isn't
it? Del Cole, he's getting a celebration back.
Yeah, fam.
That boy is lit. He's got blonde hair.
John Duran as well. Big up John Duran as well, man. It's about time he earned
six start. Six starts, six goals.
Yes, bro.
Six goals every start.
Yeah, fam. So big up him. Aston Villa.
Tielemans as well was quality.
Tielemans was quality.
All of that battling that Kamara and Onana done in the midfield, taking care of the City centre mids. It just freed up Tielemans. See the first goal, the ball that he played through, like one pass from the keeper to him, pass through to Rodgers. Yeah, Tielemans was on fire, man.
He was, man.
In the midfield.
City are in free fall. Man, let's run through the rest of the games real quick. Let's go with Ipswich. We got battered, mate.
It's going to happen.
0-4, yeah, Isaac was on fire. I think there was a few mistakes from Ipswich. I think that's been happening throughout the season, bruv. Like, we've been looking good and then, oh, mistake. Really, really good. Oh, mistake.
I know I've said it seems really good to be true, T, but we need that joint in summer. Yeah, we need that.
Isaac.
Very sorry.
Isaac to Arsenal.
I'm very sorry.
How about you go for someone else? We'll go for him. And we'll give them Darwin Nunez as well.
You see when you arrive at the dance with your boys,
yeah, yeah,
and you've pre'd one, you've dibsed it straight.
No.
Just haven't got round to it yet.
That's where we send Darwin Nunez over there.
You've got to go to the toilet, you've got to get a drink.
And Darwizy starts chatting to her in Spanish.
Nah, we've dibsed it.
And then you do the swap deal.
Loud the Spanish. Who's that guy with the ponytail? He's weird.
Nah, big up Darwizy.
He's trying to chat to me. I try to teach my Spanish.
Are Newcastle back, by the way, man? Them had a bit of a off season. It's like they took the season off. Are they back?
Nah.
All right, let's go on to the next game then. They ain't back, dog.
I like Tonali.
Yeah, Tonali's. I like Gordon. Gordon's playing well.
He's added something to them. And if you play against Newcastle, you know, I know there's that whole cliche thing about games being won and lost in midfield.
Mm.
Newcastle have one of the strongest midfields in the league.
True, yeah.
So, Gamirish, you know, big you engage in that little battle and you lose a battle against them.
Go for him, by the way.
Well, Gamirish.
I think he's going to be on their list.
In Jan.
Yeah.
Bruno's so cold.
He offers
them. You know?
He's not like legs in a Onana sense, but
he's the solution.
He
gets about.
Yeah, he's steely still.
He gets about.
And techie. He's a solution.
And he can play.
You heard it here first. All right, guys, from one Claret and Blue team, actually, no, to the other. West Ham, 1-1, mate. I feel like the noise has gone down a bit at West Ham, you know? It was very high. Lopetegui out.
I thought he was done.
Couple results has kind of gone. All right, damn.
Kudu's come back from injury, innit?
He's come back all my days. Yes,
and the Kudu's spirit of our boy. Antonio,
yeah, they're doing it for him right now.
They are. I feel like since El Sakiko, obviously, when they won 2-1, the noise has gone down.
They got Gary in out of it.
Exactly.
Just watch for one loss, and West Ham fans will get angry again.
Yeah. West Ham are
pending.
Fucking massive, though.
Where are they? Where are they in the league?
14.
14.
Yeah.
14.
Fuck it. Now.
That's your boys, bro.
You have ruined.
Brighton as well. They were fucking started flying high, didn't they? But they've kind of settled down a bit as well, you know.
It's Brighton.
Yeah, that is Brighton. Brighton.
Jekyll and Hyde performances this season.
Yeah, for Brighton. Real, man. Brentford 0, Forest 2. Forest losing. Well, coming. Well, bro, Forest are 4th, fam. We got to take. We got to take this man seriously.
I know him. My FPL man. Shout out to Ola.
Man scored as well. Clean sheet as well.
By the way, speaking of Forest, their changing room and the Fulham changing room. I don't know if you see their stuff on socials, bro.
Vibe, innit? Yeah.
It will be Mbassi and then Aynar with Alanga and all of that. It's top vibes. Callum Hudson-Odoi and that, it's top vibes.
Interesting that Morgan Gibbs-White doesn't really fit in though, innit?
Because ain't no such things as halfway crooks.
Okay.
Wait, what?
What was you going to say?
What was you going to say? Wait, what?
Hey, listen, I'm right now.
I'm literally what?
I'm here, you know.
That's I thought we were friends.
He's more tapped into his. He's more tapped into his.
To the Johns of
the other
world.
Side of me.
He's John South African as well, isn't it?
Is she?
Yeah, he's John South African.
Oh, so you're saying it's like we've got one.
No, she's a. You can tell.
She's a Saffer.
You can tell she's a Saffer. Yeah,
she likes the rugby.
Good looking girl, though. If you like that thing.
Yeah, okay. Fair play. Right.
Hold on, let me just.
Nice disclaimer. Save myself.
Doom. What's that sound effect on TikTok? Doom. what's his name pops up? Doom.
Just doing some research purpose.
Well, quickly, man. Well, it looked like, bro, them and are doing a thing. They're actually fourth. Oh, we got to take them serious, man, them. Forest. Are they going to be here come the end of the season?
Bro, they're good, man.
Knocking on the door of the Champions League, man.
Shout out the manager, man. No? I realised for a while I wasn't rating him, but then I realised he was managing Tottenham when I didn't rate him.
Yeah, makes
sense. He was good at Wolves. He got them a top half finish, didn't he?
Yeah,
got them like 8th, 9th.
Bro, they finished, they were in the Europa League on day.
When teams need to punch above their weight, I think that's when he's at his best.
Come like Emery.
But can he do it?
Ooh, do you think Villa are punching right now?
Low key.
I mean, they were definitely punching last year when they got top 4.
Yeah, that was a punch.
That was true.
Champions League football still.
You know?
From one famous manager to a famous ex-player who has now got a job at Leicester. Neil.
My boy.
Neil Poir.
My boy getting cooked.
Neil Tra.
Holding it.
Obviously, it was a new manager bounce when he came in. Ruud van Nistelrooy, man, was doing that. You remember that robotic dance that he done when he won the league? Well, it's not going quite so well for them. Obviously, they had that big win against West Ham 3-1. Since then, it's been a draw 2-2 at Brighton and then two losses on the bounce. 4-0 against Newcastle. 3-0 against Wolves. Is it too gunno, man? Ruud van Nistelrooy, is he going to keep them up? I hope not.
Not with that defending. Not with some of the defending that I've seen for some of those Newcastle goals, nah.
Let's talk about
it. And they're already like lacking in quality, compared to some other teams. Even like somebody like West Ham that are 14th, they've got like Kudus there, cost a lot of money. Bowen there, one of the top wingers in the league.
Get him out of jail.
Even some of those low down teams have got like one, two, three players maybe of like a certain level of quality, and I don't think Leicester have that across the board.
Leicester, hope you go down.
Keep taking all these slappings and giving away all these shots, and good luck in it.
In it, it looks like their days are numbered. Mid-table
win the championship next year.
British and last, big man. And last on match of the day, Fulham versus South.
0-0.
We like Fulham though. Big up.
Ramsdale was in goal. He had a four-finger glove because he broke his finger in it. So one of his gloves, the thing was like that.
Really?
Oh, cold. I don't like Ramsdale, man.
He's not my guy, fam. I'm just like, nah.
It won't be looks not good. It won't be look like the only Fulham player that came to play.
He does look good, doesn't he, man?
Yeah, man.
Big up Iwobinho, bruv.
Shout out to him.
And big up Jimenez as well. Iwobinho, bruv.
Bobby loves him, man. Good. Bobby's advocated for Iwobi from time.
Big up my guy. Yeah,
he could
replace Salah, isn't it? Damn. Hang on, that note. I don't know if that was picked up on the mic.
Hang on, that, right?
All right, guys, that is the Premier League roundup of the week. But now it's time, before we move on, we're going to do some, should we do the selections, the predictions?
Some big shouts, and then we've got to talk Rashford, innit?
Yeah, big shouts, man. Big shouts. And then we're going to talk some Rashy, so make sure you stay there. I don't know where else go with that. Crack it off, mate. Let's go.
Said stay there.
A 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
All right, man, then welcome back to the other half of the Bench Podcast. I'm singing into this mic as if I'm recording the maddest freestyle ever in my life. But it is about to get that
your radar radio freestyle.
Radar.
You got the green background as well.
What are you saying, Bob? You got a little 16. You got
man
a
like me's in
combination.
Someone else saying that he's in oars.
Oh yeah.
That's oars.
The drizzy thing. Hey fellas, what's the worst Christmas present that you've either ever received been given?
There was one awful gift I saw given, but I can't remember. Oh my god! I remember the reaction being like, "No, that's garbage, man."
I've seen somebody get an egg once.
An egg.
But is that legit, man?
A single egg.
I won't elaborate.
Yeah, please don't.
Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah. Your face, bro. Jesus Christ.
Good question.
A rubbish gift would be like a pencil case or something.
Boxes me or something. I can buy boxes, man.
I'm not mad at boxes, though. You know,
I prefer socks.
Socks, they help.
I'll get my own boxes. I hear that. I'm on board with that.
True, yeah.
You might not. Socks I can take. Boxes, I can do that myself, innit?
You don't care about me for getting me. Well, maybe you do. Maybe it's actually like...
Maybe it's a hint.
Depends who. It's either mum or the missus. No one else is getting me boxes. My uncle's not getting me boxes. Fuck off. Give me a watch.
Give me a...
What's your uncle? Here's some pants, lad. Here you go, fam. Rubbish gifts.
Have you seen some? You've seen some.
I've seen a rubbish gift, but I can't remember what it was. I remember just going, "Rum." It's not great, is it?
You see the disappointment on the man's face after that? Huh?
Maybe gloves.
Gloves. Depends like what
hat and gloves.
If they're I used to love those night gloves.
Yeah, 100.
True.
Those are my football gloves. You know the night tick, the white tick.
Yeah. But imagine
I used to think I was having.
But imagine you thought you were getting those, but you got like them thin salute ones or them thermal ones. Imagine you thought you was getting them night ones. You got them.
Those night gloves weren't even good, you know. They didn't keep you warm.
It was just drip.
It was a pure small night tip.
As long as you can see my night tip.
Yeah. But, you know niggas wear them at any time of the day.
Yeah.
As soon as they come out of class.
Oh, you're talking about the... I was talking about the football ones. You're talking about the other ones, innit?
I'm talking about the Henri ones.
Yeah, you're talking about... I know what you're talking about. The Roman ones.
Them ones. That's,
wait, I'm talking about the cotton ones, the black ones.
Yeah, I was talking about the cotton ones.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, the cotton ones are hard.
Oh, yeah, and I'm talking about the Henri
things. With the tick there. Across the back of the... Those are hard.
Tick. Yeah, he's talking about the riding that thing.
What's wrong with you, bro?
He's talking about it.
No, who is it? No, who is it?
He's talking about the Anthony Martial.
I never wore them because I didn't want anyone to think that I was on anything.
Connotations.
I'm a civilian, my guys.
Connotations. I'm already black. I'm already dark.
I'm a civilian, my guys.
Not Weezy. All right, guys. Talking about riding out, we have to talk about a guy that rode out one too many times and went out. Went out one too many times, and he was a great player, man. He still is a great player. I'm with Wrighty.
I said he was a great. Like, he's dead.
I'm with Wrighty, man. I'm still, bro. You know, I'm a Marcus Rashford fan. But guys, we brought you here to decipher one of a Man United legend. Too far.
too far.
Which article should we go through? Because there was like 27 that dropped on the day,
it's
right?
True. Yeah, it sounds very true.
It's out of order, and you got fucking Jack Grealish on TNT playing this or that.
Yeah, taking a piss. I love that. That's your sticking point. Taking a piss. Mr. Marcus Rashford, man, has apparently said before. Well, obviously he's been dropped out of the squad the last couple games. He said that he wants to leave. I'm going to find the quotes before we talk about it. But man, the initial reactions. I know, we kind of touched on it in the first half of the
pod. Yeah,
kind of makes. Kind of fair, innit? They both got to shake hands and be like, man, them, I love you and that, but let's wrap it up because it ain't working for either of us.
Everybody, okay, so everybody gets blamed for that situation besides Amorim, because I think he's doing the right thing, and I'm happy for Rashford because now he can go somewhere else and try and revive his career because he's still got potential to be a good player, a bit like what Ian Wright's saying. But he's at fault. Because I don't think, just as a player, like, even I know you've been through, and I give blame to Man United because 5-6 managers that he's been through, do you know what I mean? Like, it's just not, obviously it's hard for Man United fans because, like, they were coming off that team from the 90s, the noughties, even the early 10s that were winning big trophies and winning, and like they now have the iteration of the team that it's been for the last 10 years, yeah, and Rashford's the face of that.
Been kind of like cut up, hasn't it?
But all, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's the board, the stadium, there's the money that's been spent, that's been wasted, there's the bad contracts that's been given out, there's the finishing positions at the end of the season that have all contributed to it. But I think Rashford himself, individually, could have grown into a better player that had a little bit more IQ, that could do a little bit more things. But I look back through the last 10 seasons, every time United had a good season where they finished like either second or third.
He was one of the stronger players, right?
It happened 4 times in like the last 10 years. All the other times that they finished like 5th, 6th, 8th, rare, that's because they're shit. And he's been shit as well. Like, if we're talking about like numbers and returns and whatnot. But anytime United had a good season or maybe won a trophy or whatnot, he was part of it. But I guess, you know, like I said, the last 10 years, he's been sort of the face of it. There's probably been better players that have been there.
Pogba, yeah, I'd say that Martial, he's been the face of the club.
But
yeah,
they've all come and gone.
Yeah.
And more so, he's an academy player. Do you get me? Like, it's a bit like Saka now. Like, he's the face of Arsenal pretty much.
Yeah.
Academy player. He's shining. He's doing a thing in the first team. And Rashford was kind of supposed to be that guy post Rooney, I would say. It'd probably be Rashford was like supposed to be the next up to take that mantle.
Next local lad, innit?
But yeah, things have
class
gone wrong.
Class of 16.
Yeah, things have gone wrong. I blame both sides. But Amorim's decision, it kind of reminds me like what we had to do with Aubameyang at the time, where he was the face of us, he was the captain, he just won us a trophy, but he's taking a piss, so he's got to go because we're trying to start a new culture. We're trying to start a positive culture here.
Mm.
So he's got to make them big decisions. It's on the manager to make those big decisions, and I think he needs to make it. I think it's good for Rashford and for Man United long term, hopefully. Well, not hopefully, but it could be good. It could be good.
Well, here's the quote what he said. So it is definitely going to happen, according to him. When I leave, it's going to be hard. It's going to be no hard feelings. If I know a situation is already bad, I'm not going to make it worse. He said, I've seen how other players have left in the past and I don't want to be that person. When I leave, I'll make a statement and it will be from me. So this guy's already saying, bruv, I'm out, dog. Before he said that, he said, for me personally, I think I'm ready for a new challenge and to take the next steps. And after that, he said, it's disheartening to be left out for a derby, but it happens. We've moved on. We won the game, so let's move on. It's disappointing, but I'm also someone who, as I've got older, I can deal with setbacks. What am I going to do about it? Well, we've discussed what he's good at. Anyway, sit there and cry about it or do my best the next time I'm available. So it's kind of the writings on the wall, Gaz. What are your thoughts, bro, being a Man United fan here? Disappointed in Rashi? Feel kind of bad for him? What are your thoughts, my bro? It's a tough one, isn't it, man?
Not anymore.
It was, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think it's always disappointing when you have certain expectations or hopes for a player that's like your academy player. You know, the fairy tale journey has come through, takes you to the heights, to the trophies, to the glory. He becomes one of your best players ever. That's the end. And then you love him forever.
Mm.
I think there's so many like levels of nuance within this Rashford conversation, though. I think the first level of nuance within it is that if I hold him accountable, he's not been good enough consistently.
True, on unfortunately,
the
pitch. Yeah.
He's going to
yeah.
give you a great year, a mediocre year, a great year, a mediocre year, mediocre year, a great year.
Mm. And that's literally, if you look back at the stats, Charles, that you were saying, isn't it? That's literally how it's gone.
The context within that then is also we've been inconsistent in that period. So we'd finish second under Ollie.
And the club's been like that as well, to be fair. Yeah.
We'd finish second under Ollie, then fourth, then fifth, then sixth, then second, then fourth. It's like, in his period of development where he's trying, where you're looking to take a footballer from point A to B and improve him, the inconsistency makes it harder for you to improve because you're going from manager to manager, idea to idea, tactic to tactic, formation to formation, playing through injuries. Mm. Like there was the period under Ole where him and Martial and Pogba were playing with some ridiculous injuries. Rashford had a back injury.
Broke his back.
Martial and Pogba Defo had muscle injuries. And you can see the detrimental aspects on their careers of playing through injuries, Rashford.
Yeah.
More so them two. Pogba and Martial are cooked.
Yeah.
And you can see that in their approach to the game. And I think you can see that in aspects of Marcus Rashford as well. He's not as explosive.
Yeah.
Still quick, but he's not as explosive as he used to be.
Yeah.
His 1v1 ability to me has diminished.
And that was, bro, I can't lie, when he first popped on the scene, that was one of the bigger things.
Remember when he respectfully cooked Trent, gave him the chop and then the finish? Like, he used to be graded him out of 10, you'd say like 7 out of 10, you say, yeah, like, you know, good 7 out of 10 1v1 footballer. And now, if I look at his 1v1s, I have no confidence in him whatsoever. Last season? Oh, Emirates.
Were he nutmegged and he wrapped it.
Yeah, it was last season Emirates, I think. It was like one off for him last season, but yeah, I know what you mean. Like,
that was 22-23. That one,
how was it?
He always shows glimpses.
Him and Saka scored that game. I know the one you're talking about. Him and Saka scored
Emirates,
that
right?
game.
So that's me holding. More so the club accountable. He hasn't helped himself. I still always believe footballers have it in their sort of armory to improve themselves.
Yeah, 100%.
In aspects where you're not strong. For him, I think we did overrate him ever so slightly. I don't think he was going to be the player to... I think he's the secondary addition to your star player. So if you've got like a Rashford with a Salah, it takes there's less pressure on him. Put it as, when he had Martial Pogba, it was a trio of players who could all contribute. I just don't think he's good enough consistently to be the guy. His best football was played when he had good footballers around him.
Yeah, he needs a sidekick, or he needs to be the sidekick to someone.
Yeah,
because I'm looking at, other than Martial, and I was talking to my cousin, he's a Man United fan, about this. Other than Martial, like attacking wise, he hasn't really had any boys. Like, I don't imagine him and Weghorst or boys. I don't imagine him and Zlatan.
It's more so boys on the pitch as well.
Yeah, yeah. In that they combine well and that they look for each other. Like, him and Martial are always looking for each other.
Yeah, bumps. Yeah.
Bare 1-2s, like, always.
To me. You touch, I touch. Yeah. Oh,
with Weghorst, with Cavani, Zlatan,
no,
Rooney, who's the one? Hoyland, like, they're not boys. Like, you don't see it. You don't see any kind of combination or
red lines.
Yeah.
So that's me like holding him accountable, saying he's not been good enough. Then you've got the other things such as the drinking. I can only speak on what's been reported. Yeah.
Experience.
I have to say.
Yeah, he loves the tequila, apparently.
The drinking stuff is a problem.
Yeah, facts.
And I think there's clear off the field issues. Without me saying this is what I know, it's clear that there's other stuff going on off the pitch.
Yeah.
Couple demons.
And I think part of that is him dealing with like sort of his personal stuff, and I think it's also the sort of abuse that he gets.
Yeah, yeah. Which I think is unfair.
I think some of that is from stupid United fans who just have a lack of nuance and understanding of he's a human being. And then there's just racist bigots who want to, and including the media, who want to target Rashford because he's a black man.
Yeah, yeah. The one thing I was deep about that the other day is how can you go and generally in your area, imagine that's the dream though. You come from a bad area, You make it out of the hood, you make all this money, then you go back to your area and then you start supporting the schools and supporting kids that can't, and families that
taking
can't afford
the government, and that taking it there with the government.
During a global pandemic, like kids that families that can't afford to like feed their children, and you get roasted for it. Imagine you know? That being a thing you actually get roasted
Why
for.
Why is he not concentrating?
And then you see all the problems off the pitch and you're like, bruv, do you know what I mean? And because you haven't performed on the pitch to an extent or whatever that is, But I just can't, that's mad, isn't it? It's just, it's, when I deep
that's
it
why
like
I
that,
find it quite hard to criticize him at times, because as like, duh, a black man, like, I can see what's going on in front of me. I can see that he's at fault for a lot of things, but I can also see there's like, there's clear bias, prejudice and racism going on in my face. And part of me is like, I expect it from the media. But like, when you're a fan of a team and you support a team and that player plays for your team and he's come from the academy, I think it hurts more for him that it's coming.
I think so too. I think that's what cuts it.
I think the media stuff he can take.
Yeah.
I think the fan base
is
where it's really got him.
Yeah. I think
losing
the
fan base is where it's got him.
I was reading something in Paul Davis's biography. He was talking, obviously, you know, he was playing ball in the '80s, so you know, racism and that kind of
worse
thing.
Worse in some extent,
They had National Front, like Chelsea had National Front going to going to Stamford Bridge. I remember Paul, he was saying one game, like he went to Stamford Bridge, he went to Chelsea. He seen one of Chelsea's players, black player, only one in the team at the time, getting abuse from his own fans. Later on in his career, he's had problems with drink and drugs and all those kind of things. And it probably stems from him getting that kind of abuse, that kind of irrational, illogical abuse from his own fans. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So
it
kind of speaks to that a little bit. And maybe, you know, kind of speaks to some of the drinking problems that he might have had.
Especially when you, it's mad if like you go to like, for example, if you're, if you go to like, just say you're from London, and then you go from London to Manchester, and then like, cool, you get the same heat. That's peak, obviously. But imagine like, that's your end. Like Manchester is his home, innit? Like that's
still
where he's born and raised. Yeah.
Jay-Z safe, man.
Yeah, exactly. Born and raised around there. So getting that from his own people must
there's
be
some
peak.
Results that show he's one of the most, if not the most, abused sports people across social media.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's all mad.
Now, we're not excusing his form off the pitch, but I guess...
And behaviour off the pitch.
And behaviour off the pitch, but also I guess it just has to be said in the context of his development as a footballer. And I guess I was one who was... I still do believe that he was of that kind of world-class trajectory. I just saw parts of him where I thought his ability was electric. And I thought he could get there.
Do you think that's what sold you? Is like...
The electricity?
I think it did. I think there was moments where you just saw things what he'd done, and it, like some of the best players we've ever seen, like play, like we've gone on to be like world class players, they've shown flashes of that at such a young age. You go, oh, I've seen something now. I've seen this. I saw that in him. Yeah. Maybe I got gassed or whatever.
I can understand why you'd see that.
Since
he was done breaking his back for Man United, he's lost that electricity.
Yeah. It's like his technique when he shoots as well.
He's lost that explosion.
Fucking, you ever go play football with someone, and like they shoot and they just don't miss? Like no matter what, any position, the ball drops here, bam, on lock. The ball drops there, bam, on lock. They've got time, bam, on lock. Like he was just one of those. I just thought like his ability was that good.
But you can see if you look at the last two seasons and you look at when he was playing with Martial, Greenwood and Pogba, I think we can say
lockdown
time. I can say Greenwood's name now, even though I'm glad he's gone. When he was playing with those guys, you could see
Foosball.
He was happy. You could see the chemistry. You could see he was happy to be at United. So I think the last couple of years have just taken their toll. I think it's best for both parties to part ways. It's a shame. But I think for the reset United need and the pure profit stuff and clear the wages, it's necessary, unfortunately. It's a shame.
I think it's a mutual, yes. Definitely mutually beneficial. Yeah,
I think he's been pushed out ever so slightly.
Yeah.
He's all not in the squads and that now. It's 3 games in a row, no?
I think he's been pushed out. But I think it's best for him. I think it's best for him to go and start somewhere else.
100.
Well, I was looking at this now.
I could see him at, not that it would happen. I could see him at cooking at Chelsea, bro.
Yeah, well, to be fair, that's actually not bad.
Obviously, he's got too much comp, so it's not going to happen. Well, Modric. Hey. But like, I think abroad would be best for him. Get out of the country, get some sun on your skin, and show the tattoos off and that.
Well, here's I'm just looking at a couple of articles that say potential suitors for Marcus Rashford. Paris Saint-Germain being one, Arsenal being one, Chelsea being one, you mentioned guys. Bayern Munich being one, potentially. Newcastle, maybe. I don't know if that will help with the partying thing. Saudi Arabia being an option as well. I'm trying to look at like the bookies odds. I can't really find many odds at the moment, but...
Should go Saudi for 2 years, get the bag and then do his thing later. Bayern.
Good, bro, Sané's, they've got a lot of man them with their contracts up.
Yeah, Sané's out soon.
Yeah, I can see it. But Bayern. Germany's a bit too... Nah, Bayern's another one of them clubs, man.
Yeah, if they get on you...
It's another one of them clubs. If they get on you...
It's long.
Well, it says Rashford club after January is the odds. PSG is 7-2. Any Saudi club is 6-1. Arsenal 8-1. Barcelona 11-1. Chelsea 11-1.
Never going Barca. He's not going Arsenal either.
Barca though?
Barca.
But who they got on the wide players? What, Yamal, obviously.
Rafinha.
Yamal.
Yeah, we're not doing that. Rashford, Barca. Nah.
Ferran Torres maybe?
Taking it there.
Nah, that's...
I don't know. Well, Rashford, man, thanks for the good times.
He's not coming Arsenal, man.
He's not. Hey, listen, but one thing we are, Rashford, mate, despite we feel sorry for you, you're not going to Arsenal, right, mate? Straight from Charles.
Rashford in, but you're not coming Arsenal.
You said, was it you that said you've been enough of being charity and that?
Yeah, no more rehab, man.
Up to see.
No more rehab.
Trying to do the world of rehab.
Exactly. I'm not on it, bro.
All right, man. Yeah. Let's quick second half of the season predictions, man. I'm going to go. We'll do it. We'll do Champions League. We'll do Premier League. No, we'll do...
I mean, I had a prediction.
Go on. Big deep breath. Go on.
By the end of the season, Salah's going to do Omri's 2020 record.
Ooh. Yes. No. This is going to be the season for you, doesn't
it? He's going to eclipse it this season, I think. Barring injury.
GA? He's already close to it.
He's already on like 15-10. It's not even a match.
You mean
out.
League?
League.
And you want me to
all he needs is 9 more and then 10 more assists.
Dark.
Dark. And then we're going to have it, to be honest, we should be having conversation about Salah, but something like that,
takes him over Hazard.
Do you get? Now he's here at the table. Now he's on the top table.
That was my prediction. If that happens, we can finally get this Hazard nonsense out.
I think Salah's probably on top table, but Hazard's on top table as well.
Let's be real. Stepovers, man.
He's on top table. Hazard don't even do stepovers.
That guy was just hit kicks, bro.
Nuts. But yes,
it kills me because I know Liverpool fans hate Hazard because of the comments. I know they love
he's
Hazard.
He's cold though. Really, yeah.
Anytime we see a goal record from Salah, see Hazard can't do that, can he?
No, it's actually so true.
It's so funny, man.
Oh, I can't lie.
But yeah, I think he's gonna do Omri's 24 goals, 20 assists record this season. I think he's gonna eclipse it. That's my big shout.
I'm trying to think if I've got any predictions like that, bro.
Also, Ange won't be here by February.
Ipswich are gonna stay up.
Yuck.
You heard it here first. You've probably heard it here about 20 times first. Both switches stand up.
Sell it to me.
Because we have a great manager. We have a great stadium.
Yeah.
Where do they need to improve in Jan, if they can?
I think they need another midfielder.
Centre?
Yeah. I think they need...
Who are you not feeling in there?
He's the captain and that, so it's going to be hard to move him. But I think Morsey's just
Morsey.
A little bit stiff.
He's a bit too...
He's a bit like... He takes an extra touch on that, which is just... Yeah, but fair enough. Maybe...
Dewsbury Hall.
Maybe a Dewsbury Hall.
Chelsea.
I think we need another centre midfielder. I think the goalkeeper situation is becoming a bit of a problem. Because I think because he played in the Prem before and the rest of the man them haven't, I think he's doing that thing where it's like, oh yeah, let me just do this. Oh, you man are getting it wrong. And I think there's a bit of disconnect there. So when he's trying to play it short, the man them are like, oh, we don't want it short and we're making bare mistakes. So I think a goalkeeper situation needs to be addressed. And I think maybe a wide man as well.
Yeah, I think he needs to take... There's too much pressure on Amari.
Yes,
and I don't think he's got I think he's got the technical ability. I don't think he's got the personality. You know, just
yet. Like ain't got the dog.
Yeah, to
get it out of the mud. Yeah. He's nice and pretty and techie, but you need a bit more, especially in a struggling team. You need someone like this is my team.
Yeah, facts, bro.
Couple man need some dogs.
Facts. So I think we need because we got like cool wingers, but I think we need like a winger like that's gonna beat a man.
You got Ranald Clark.
Clark, we've got Wes Burns. Who else? What other wingers?
Connor Chaplin's your 10.
Got Smodic. Connor Chaplin's a 10.
Smodic is like striker. Yeah, he's wide as well.
Yeah, he's kind of like that as well. So yeah, that's what I'd say Ipswich need. But we're staying up, right? You heard it first, because I think McKenna's going to coach us there.
Guys, you got a big shout, big second half of the season shout. Have you got one as well? Don't hide.
Man United are not going to finish in European places. Man United are going to finish on page 2.
Page 2.
Yeah, that's my shout.
At least 11th.
Man United finished on page 11th, 2.
It's a big shout.
Hear it.
It's a big shout.
Do we agree, disagree?
Where do you think Man United will finish? I think 8th, 9th.
Yeah, 8th, 9th. I think it would make sense for the squad they have. look at the players they got. Like, he can guess and lie because he's done a lot of protecting for the players, you know, saying they're working hard, they're learning, they're good players. They're not good enough.
I guess he's on an honourable thing where he's not trying to dig man out
to
the public on a,
you
on
think
a, on a post-cognitive thing. See, we done to Werner the other day, by the way.
That was out of order, by the way.
Very out of order.
Timo's a scapegoat, fam. I feel like he just gets pammed a lot, fam. Yeah, he's not great. But I feel like he was... I reckon he took it as well.
So you didn't buy his reasoning, saying like, we've got all these young players out there, you need to be showing and leading and show... Like, you know, when you've got people like Archie Gray and...
Do hear it.
Bergvall... Step up. This is, we're in an injury crisis.
Yeah,
that's true.
But I feel like
but he dug him out, and I think like three or four days early, he was like, yeah, I don't do that to my players, man. I don't dig out my players, and he just dug one out.
I feel like that was him trying to get some heat off his back, if I'm honest.
He was fuming, man,
because I feel like, man, I'm about to come for him, my dog. Yeah,
but all right, big shout, guys. T Bobby thinks United are going to finish at least 11th.
United finishing second half.
I was going to say Chelsea are going to finish above someone. But
what, Chelsea top two?
No, you'll finish above them. I think you'll finish second.
Get in.
I think City finish fourth.
Okay,
pull it back. Where are they at now?
Let
me see what's going on.
They're seventh.
Juve just 1-2-1.
Yeah, they're currently seventh, man.
I think City are going to spend in Jan. They'll get a right back on her. Because I think
spending all my money on it.
Manchester United are currently 13th, you know, bro.
Well, the gap between Manchester City and Arsenal is the same gap between Arsenal and Liverpool right now. They could easily just get back involved.
The December period is grim, though. But we're almost at the end of December, to be fair. So if they can just get through the next couple of games, I think they'll buy some players. They're going to need to.
Everybody get your licks. Who they got? Everton and Leicester. Oh, my God.
Kick them while they're down, fam. Fuck them, man.
Bro, West Ham, Salford, Brentford away.
Kick them while they're down. Come on, Brentford.
Middle of Jan.
We need a Mbeumo team.
But they've got like five games between them.
Yeah, what's that guy's name at Leicester?
Bardi.
No. What's the other guy?
Buonanotte.
And Mavididi.
Buonanotte.
Oh, he's not.
Mavididi.
He got benched for Mavididi.
Oh, yeah. What's
there's another 10. They got some...
They got Ndidi as well.
They got a North African, like techie 10.
Was it one of them Algerian brothers?
Yeah, one of them.
So he got him from Westway. I love that. But yeah.
I ain't got no big shouts per se, to be fair, lads. Struggling.
El Kanous.
El Kanous.
Yeah, you know that man on
Morocco, yeah.
Edge Routing. Yeah. Big up them, man.
Definitely techie.
I'm also going to say Liverpool going to win Champions League. I don't even know if I believe that one.
Would you rather the league or the Champions League?
The Premier League. Here. Guess what? So that's when the Champions League six times.
You wouldn't win the champs?
No, man, we've done it, guys. We've done it. We've done it, man.
You're saying it's boring.
Give me the Premier League, man. Oh, we've had the whole Anfield and Tifos and we've won all the Europe. Give me the Premier League, man. Give me that Champions League stuff. We've done it before. Do you know what I mean? But all right, guys.
You sound like a hater.
I've seen it before. Hendo Shuffle. I've seen it, man.
T, you got a big shout? Arsenal win Champions League.
Hey, let's lock off the pod, man.
if we finish in the right place in a
oh, you get the right draw.
If you get the right draw,
yeah, winning that, man.
Boy,
I love it. But all right, guys, there's some crazy predictions for the second half of the season, guys. If you listen to the Bench Podcast on audio platforms, on the DSPs, man, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Deezer, Google Streams, whatever they're called, make sure you like, share, give us a download. We really appreciate it. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, man. The Bench Podcast, man, it's up there, baby. It's up there. We shall be here same place, same time next week. Oh, by the way, Merry Christmas. We didn't say that at one point, but we shall be here.
Make sure you lot watch EastEnders, man.
Big up EastEnders.
Two episodes on the Wednesday.
Big up Kat Slater. She didn't become a little bit of a slag.
That's Cindy Beale and that.
She became a total slag. Big up Cindy Beale, by the way. Kind of nice.
Beale, that is vintage.
Yeah, vintage vagina. Vintage vagine. But anyway, guys, we'll see you same place, same time next week, baby. Let's go.
Benched, a 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.